L.A. trying to break out of a five-game losing streak. They've dropped 9 of their last 10. It's cost Jeff Fisher his job. With 31 seconds left, and the Niners down one. Here's the two-point conversion. They fake the handoff. Kaepernick rolls right. He tucks it. He will run. He will get in over the top. Breaks the plane, goes over Blake Countess, and the Niners take a 22-21 lead. What a wretched end to a gorgeous Christmas Eve day here at the Coliseum.
Yeah, man, that's horrible. And I don't know what else to say. You know, just keep losing. Just got to try to keep finding ways of trying to win and finish games. So definitely frustrating, man. So kind of tired of going home mad every week. So
it's just hard, and I know they see it. I know we. I mean, it's hard in the locker room. It's hard for all of us, but promise you guys it will get fixed. Everything in my heart and soul to get it all fixed.
Here at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, the Rams at 9-4, the Seahawks at 8-5. This is the Week 15 showdown we have been waiting for.
It's grind time. We know why we're here. It's only one goal. Only one goal. Get the win. Get the win.
Third down and 20 from the Rams 43. Turns left shoulder, gives to Gurley. Huge hole left side midfield. Gurley sprinting 40. Gurley first down. Gurley 20, 10, and touchdown. Todd Gurley on third down and 20 with a house call. And before the half, this game is all but finished. Sean McVay and the Rams do it again.
The Rams have a new head coach. They just named Sean McVay,
there you
Redskins
go.
Offensive coordinator, their new head coach.
Hey, man.
How you doing,
great
bro?
To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, really, can't tell you how excited I am to work with you guys. Daily improvement and daily excellence. And that's what's going to help guide us on our journey to try to achieve a world championship and bring it to this great city of Los Angeles.
Everybody kind of responded to him really well.
You know, you see some of the pieces in place, and it's not about saying anything other than just let's get better today, focus on the process, and hey, get this thing going, man.
I mean, you could tell that he was, you know, a football guy. He loved football, and, you know, the type of attitude he brought, you know, was definitely needed, you know, for this team.
Let's go, coach.
Let's do it.
Let's ride. Have some fun. Let's go, Josh.
Let's have some fun today. Encouraging and positive with these guys, man.
Gather our boys, communicate, execute, and let's go beat us. Let's go.
You know, I think honestly, you go into every season, and I've said this playing 12 years now in the league, you really have no idea when the first ball's kicked off, first game of the season, you got no idea what that team's going to be like.
The 2017 Rams reset is underway. It begins in week one with a home game here at the Coliseum.
I think the Colts game really demonstrated the first time that I think everybody saw that we had a good feeling, we had a lot of confidence going into that game, and then being able to have that result.
46-9, week one victory as the Sean McVay era is underway and the Rams are 1-0.
And honestly, there's just little moments that I felt good about us. You know, throughout the year, I mean, I felt good about the opener, obviously, and then also the Washington week. I mean, it felt good that this team got down like that in a game and then bounced right back in it and made it a game and took it all the way down to the line.
They rallied to tie the game at 20 apiece, could not sustain it.
But this team is better than what it was last year.
We went to San Fran and we had that, you know, that dogfight up there on that Thursday night game, and then to be able to go back and play Dallas and win in Dallas. You know, I just started realizing that, hey, you know, we have a special team.
First down, gone. Throws down the seam. It's caught. Gurley's going to go. Touchdown, L.A.
Just little moments that you saw step by step us take that I think helped all of us not only grow confidence in what we do, but in each other every time we stepped on the field.
You know, we can do this, you know, every year. You know, we always fight for the ultimate goal, but, you know, you start actually seeing it with the results of how we was playing.
Winter weather, but it's a hats and t-shirt kind of day. DeMarco, somewhere in this facility, the NFC West Championship garb is awaiting the Los Angeles Rams. Fourth down and 4. He's got a knee-high snap. He pump fakes. He rolls to his right with Connor Barwin pursuing. He knocks him down.
It was pretty emotional, and I'm not really an emotional guy. I'm passionate about the game, but, you know, it was definitely an emotional time. All you wanted to do was just go out and hug your teammates. You know what I mean? That was the first thing that everybody did. And you just tell how tight the team is.
Ultimately, you see, you know, all the guys that are on this team have earned it and really put in the work. And, you know, seeing guys that are older that have been in the organization for a long time is what makes it truly special as well.
Year one,
We got a division, but we ain't done yet, all right?
Go from the season we had last year to this, you know, it's definitely couldn't write a better story for sure. So I was definitely happy, you know, and excited, just thankful for the opportunity.
It's a blessing, man. It's a long time coming.
We're not done, though.
When you find a way to come on the road and win a division, there's only one thing you can say.
You know, it was more special just being in the locker room and, you know, with the guys and realizing, like, dang, we're really in the playoffs. And it was special. It was a special moment for sure.
No offseason, this is what you work for. This is what you do the extra reps for. This is what you study and film and trying to find ways to make yourself better, to pitch yourself in positions to play for a world championship. So to be a part of it, I'm happy just to be a part of it and be here now. And you know, sky's the limit, and we ain't done yet. So we got a lot more work, but, you know, we're in a good position right now.
In terms of what has allowed us to get to this point, we're going to be consistent with our approach. Certainly, you know, it's a one and done type of mindset mentality where somebody goes home and somebody continues on. But for us, it's one game at a time.
American Airlines, the official airline of the Los Angeles Rams.
And for the first time since 2003, the Rams are NFC West champions.
The way that feeling is in the locker room, how happy you are to be able to go through the journey that we've shared together and accomplish one of your goals with the players, with the coaching staff, the support staff, that's a special thing. There's a lot of work that goes into being able to achieve a goal like that, knowing that hopefully this isn't the end of our journey, it's just the beginning, but it's a step in the right direction. In terms of what has allowed us to get to this point, we're going to be consistent with our approach. Certainly, you know, it's a one-and-done type of mindset mentality where somebody goes home and somebody continues on, but for us, it's one game at a time. We also have a long-term vision on what we know is going to be a guaranteed home playoff game, and that's all we're really focused on, and then what happens after that is what we'll worry about then. But you look at just the way that the games, specifically at the Coliseum, have gotten progressively more important, and I think the atmosphere has gotten progressively better as well. It certainly is exciting for the city of LA, and I know our players will be excited to play to the best of their ability, and we'll see what happens.
There's only one thing you can say.
I remember I said it back in like April that we're a lot closer than a lot of people may think. I think the Dallas game was a good indicator early on for, you know, you kind of feel that we had the pieces and we had the coaches and we had the type of offense, the type of defense that win.
Fourth down and 10. Prescott in the shotgun with Ezekiel Elliott. Here's the snap. Here's the game.
That was a big one on the road, and we came into their place and beat them at their place. Kind of let us know, all right, we can do this with, you know, the big dogs in the league.
He's tackled close, but it appears to be short. The Rams sideline is celebrating. The Rams are coming home at 3-1.
Coming to the playoffs, you know, really still hungry, because it may not ever happen again in your career, and there are guys that you can talk to about that, where this is their first chance at it.
Long time coming.
We're not done, though.
And everything that the coaches have done this year, everything the front office has done, everything that all of us individually have done on the team have culminated to this great season so far, but we're not nearly close to done and don't want to be done anytime soon.
Playing home, so it's gonna be a big game for us, important game, and I know the fans are gonna be there live, making it loud for us. This is for it all. We just gotta go out there and perform.
Stay tuned for more Rams 360.
During offseason, this is what you work for. This is what you do the extra rep for. This is what you study and film, and trying to find ways to make yourself better, to pitch yourself in positions to play for a world championship. So hard work pay off, and that's the thing I've been saying. My dad been telling me since I was, you know, 12 years old, working out, you know, trying to get to this point, just putting the body of work in, man, and just staying hungry.
99 with the sack, and the Rams are going home with a win.
We had tough games. We fought, and we found the way to pull it off. You know, that's what it's about. You know, that's what it come down to. And that's what good teams is about. You know, it's not always going to go easy. You're going to have to have a dogfight game and find a way to win, and that's what we've been doing. So, you know, sky's the limit, and we ain't done yet. So we got a lot more work, but, you know, we're in a good position right now. We're playing home, so it's going to be a big game for us, important game, and I know the fans are going to be there live, making it loud for us. This is for it all. We just got to go out there and perform.
Go!
I never go into a year thinking that we don't have a shot at winning the division or making it to the playoffs or having a winning season like that. So it definitely is something that I'm excited about, thankful and blessed to be a part of. You know, we've kind of set a standard here now. You know, we just have to continue to do that.
Five-man rush from L.A. He is intercepted at the 40-yard line. The Rams pick it.
I mean, the only thing that changes is, you know, you don't have any repeats. You know, it's one and done. You know, we'll have that mindset going in, you know, to the playoffs. And, you know, I think everybody understands is if you win or you go home.
Pressured immediately. Ogletree rips him down.
For us to, you know, go from the season we had last year to this, you know, it's definitely couldn't write a better story for sure.
Miles Simmons here with Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson. And Edie, we get to talk playoff football. How about that?
Rams 360, connected by AT&T.
Miles Simmons here with Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson. And Edie, we get to talk playoff football. How about that?
How about that in the second year and Sean McVay's first year? I don't think a lot of Ram fans thought this would be possible, especially this year, you know, and the new coach, new coaching staff. Honestly, I did for sure. You know, I thought we'd be a little bit better, not much better, but we're a hell of a lot better. We're a whole totally different football team.
And we haven't had a chance to really sit down with you and talk to you since the Rams have clinched the NFC West. But I do want to ask you about that. You know, what did you think of the way the Rams went to Seattle and went to Tennessee and were able to get those clinching performances?
Well, the Rams are very good on the road this year. And it's hard to win on the road. It really is. I don't think people realize no matter how bad a team is, supposedly, it's hard to win in their place. They went to Tennessee, they went to Jacksonville, went to Seattle, which was big, you know, going to Seattle. I was at that game. And they started booing the Seattle Seahawks very early, which is, you know, uncharacteristic of Seahawks fans. But they were very impressive wins. I mean, sometimes, you know, they didn't play as well as they wanted to, and then sometimes they did. And Seattle, they played a great football game from the beginning to the end. In Jacksonville, it was kind of on and off, but they won the football game. Same thing in Tennessee. And that's the sign of a good football team. You can go on the road and sometimes win when you're not supposed to win and not play your best and win. The Rams did that quite a bit this year.
Well, Todd Gurley was at his best in those last few games. And, you know, he finished 2017 leading the league in rushing touchdowns and total touchdowns and in yards from scrimmage. Is he the league's MVP?
Well, you know, of course, I play for the Rams. And I'm a little biased, but I would have to say yes. And the reasons I would have to say yes is because if you look at Todd last year, a team that was 4-12, if you take Todd Gurley away from the Rams, they're not that much better. I mean, they would maybe win more than four games. I think they may win eight, something like that. That just goes to show how valuable he is to his football team. Now, on the other side, I think people will say, you know, Tom Brady. For sure, Tom Brady's won MVPs before. If you take Tom Brady away from the Patriots still make the playoffs. I believe that. They're still a good football team. I really believe that Tom's a great, great quarterback. But I believe in that system also they have here. You're talking about a player, Gurley, who came in with a new coach, a new system, and really lit it up. So for me, you know, it would have to be Todd, but, you know, they want to give it to the quarterback. You know, that's how it is. And hopefully we can break that stigma.
All right, we will definitely see if that happens. But coming up this week as the Rams play the Falcons, a lot of guys are going to be playing in their first playoff game. So I'll ask you, what do you remember about playing your first playoff game?
That I didn't care. It was a regular game to me. I mean, it really was. It was no different from any other football game. Only thing you know is that if you lose, you go home. And it's the same, pretty much the same principle playing football in the regular season. You lose, you just go home and come back the next week. You know, it's just you lose, you know the deal. It's a loss. But in the playoffs, you know, I think that, you know, people say that the hitting is more intense, the attitude is different, the speed of the game is different. That's not true. You play hard no matter what. Only thing is, this is a young football team, but it's a good thing they're young because, like, they don't know. Hey, we just want to play football. We want to win. We want to do our best. When you watch this football team this year, you can tell they're having fun, and that's what it's all about. And so I'm not worried about this being their first game. I'm really not. I think they're going to go out and play just like they played all season.
You expect that from quarterback Jared Goff because he's obviously is one of those guys who is going to be playing in his first playoff game.
Most definitely I do. You know, you're playing it. Luckily, he's got his game at home. It's a home game with a home crowd. I don't think it'll be any different. It's like when you start the game, I don't care if you're in your first year, your 15th year. When you first start the game, you're nervous as hell. I mean, I was. I don't care how, you know, the game goes. Or you, when you get that first hit or that first pass completion or the first tackle, then all of a sudden, okay, it's game on. And you just, you concentrate on the football game, not thinking, you know, this is our first playoff game. You know, we're playing against so-and-so. Man, you don't worry about that.
So what are the Falcons' real strengths that the Rams are going to have to stop this week?
Well, I think the main strength is their run game with Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. We've been a little lax on the run sometimes, so we have to be careful there. But I feel like that's one thing that's came on in the last couple of weeks is stopping the run. Matt Ryan is a very good quarterback. One thing about quarterbacks is Matt Ryan especially does not like to get hit. And we have one of the guys that will hit you in Aaron Donald. Our defense is very aggressive. They will close down lanes. If they can control that run game, and most definitely they will control Julio Jones, you know, because you don't want him to go deep on you. But I think if they can hit Matt Ryan, it will be a game that the Rams should win.
All right. Well, everybody, those are ED's keys. You remember, this weekend's kickoff, Saturday, 5:15 Pacific on NBC. That's all from us here in the Rams studio connected by AT&T. Enjoy the game.
If you take Todd Gurley away from the Rams right now, took him away, they're not the same football team. So to me, Todd Gurley is the MVP of the National Football League as it stands right now.
Gurley in the flat, Gurley in the 10, Gurley sprinting 40, touchdown!
He has 9 more scrimmage touchdowns than the next closest guy. He is insane.
Goes over the top!
They're the best story of the season, he is their best player.
Oh my goodness for Gurley!
From the day that I met Todd, he's had that swagger and that confidence. Watching the way that he's come in from OTAs to the offseason program, I think you're seeing a complete back right now.
Down the seam, it's caught. 35-30, inside move. Gurley's going to go. Touchdown, L.A.
MVP! MVP!
TG for MVP!
I mean, the guy is first in rushing yards. He's first in scrimmage yards, first in scrimmage TDs. He's on a team where he's the catalyst. He's the engine that drives that team, right?
At the 20, he's got a stiff arm. Inside move. 15 turns the corner. Todd Gurley going for the pylon. 20, 10. Gurley for MVP. Touchdown, LA.
Our team's done a great job of kind of handling a lot of different things throughout the course of the year, whether it be traveling more miles than anybody in the league, kind of responding from losses the right way. And I think they're excited about the opportunity to play.
Rams 360 presented by The Parking Spot.
Jared, the preparation for a playoff game, obviously your first one, is it different at this point? Is there an anxiety level, a nervousness of going forward with a game like this?
It's exactly the same, aside from it being a day earlier. So I think, you know, we've been successful up to this point doing what we do weekly. You know, why change it? And so this week's no different.
Our team's done a great job of kind of handling a lot of different things throughout the course of the year, whether it be traveling more miles than anybody in the league, kind of responding from losses the right way. And I think they're excited about the opportunity to play in front of a great home crowd on a Saturday night where, you know, you're the only game playing, and doing it against the reigning NFC champs provides an excellent opportunity.
I can see it, you know, at practice yesterday for sure. You know, everybody amped up, everybody got a little extra little jump to their step, so we just ready to get going, man.
Well, I look at the team, and then I look at the players and start practicing with them, and then have one or two games, and I'm like, this team is special. The coaching staff, the way we handle things here is totally different.
About a receiver like Julio Jones, you think that's one of the most explosive guys that you will have faced this season?
Oh, I mean, just being on the same field as a guy like that, he's a freak, you know, he does impossible things. So, I mean, it'll be fun, it'll be super exciting, and hopefully we can shut him down.
It's going to be fast, physical. Everybody, we're playing for another shot at the playoffs.
I think more than anything, it's a big game. I think that's what it boils down to, and I think we do have experience in that stuff. In that, you know, we played a big game in Seattle a couple weeks ago. We played a big game 2 weeks ago against Tennessee. We played a big game against the Eagles. We played a big game against Minnesota, you know, against New Orleans. We got a bunch of, you know, big games against top teams this year, and so I think that experience will translate, you know, mostly to this game.
And I honestly can't wait. Practicing, trying to get to it, and it's 2 more days away from
me. I'm just ready to get let off that leash and just go out there and play some ball.
It's Mike Knight.
Let's go.
Come on.
This is the Rams house.
Whose house? Rams house. Whose house? My team, my house. This is whose team? My team. Whose team's my dream? My team.
I'm the first one in the gym, last one out the gym. Welcome to the team, Sammy Watkins. We expect to win. We got Robert Quinn and Jared Goff in the pocket throwing bombs again. Whose house? Rams house. Todd Gurley, spin move, touchdown. We up early, game time, we shut down. 2 minute warning, warn them, countdown. This is our house, attack the running back. Break the defense down, get the quarterback. Ain't no sacking, with worse in action. I love the city of LA, what's happening? Rams house.